Man, it
Okay,
is more
so we are going to start the main site of the Sefer now. We said that how did the person get the koyach, or where did he get the koyach if he's chaser to get the shleimus? So he says, it's on page in this one. Yeah, it's page Yud. So,
there's a book. You guys actually got a book?
actually, so
Yeah.
important to me.
So, Amar Neshama, yeah, we understand that we can't do the whole thing ourselves. So, Gilu Yichud Hashem Yesod Abriya. So now the Ramchal introduces his concept that the Gilui, the revelation of the Yichud Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem, is the Yesod, is the foundation of the Bria. Okay? It's a little bit philosophical, this problem, this part. But he says like this, Omar Seichel.
Wait, what hasn't been philosophical up until
Right.
this
And
point?
it's been very quite philosophical. But this is even further, I think. When we look into the actions of Hashem, how he created the world, call Maisa Godosha from the greatness of the vast creation of the world, until from creation of the galaxies till we got down to creating mankind, and all the communication he had with the Nevi'im, he calls that Biragoma. The one thing which is clear to me, says Ramchal, who oitzem Yehuda is Baruch, is the ultimate oneness of Hashem. Now, when we say oneness of Hashem, one, the, Hashem being one does not mean only that he's not two. It doesn't mean that there's not two forces. That's could be poshut. Hashem is the only koach above everything else. But one means it's the only one, meaning to say he's the only real koach in the Bria. Everything else is just manifestations of the Ratzon Hashem in the world. But everything's really just Hashem. V'tiri, shekol shar milos shleimusay, this is the philosophical point here. Every other midah of Hashem, we cannot be toifis the fullest degree of it. So, meaning to say that if you would say it cannot be the tachlis of the bria is to migale the chokhmah of Hashem. Why? Because it's not shaykh for us to really realize and understand the chokhmah of Hashem. Chokhmah of Hashem, no matter how much we figure out and no matter how much we get to the bottom of it, it's only going to be Kifyar Chachma, and we're gonna be limited in understanding what he knows, right? So Derech Moshe, Yadanu Shu Chacham, Avlo Yisag Nosef Chachmasai. No matter what, we can't be Masik his Chachma. Yadanu Shu Yedea, we know that he has knowledge. Vlo Yisag Nidias, we don't know how much. Akein Amru, Antu Chachim. Tfilas Eliyahu, I think that's Sfarim say before Davening, maybe I don't know. Antu Chachim, Vlo Bchachma Yedea.
It's
What?
all of our Siddurim. I'm assuming we're all. We'll say
Huh? On to
do
Maven
you say everything that's in your sitter?
Vlad
I said it once.
Yedia. Since we cannot fully grasp them, you're not supposed to try to be Megalit. Because you're trying to be Megalit something you cannot fully understand. They'll call Yoitzik. Don't look beyond what you can understand. Don't try to figure out things that you can't be Teufis. Wow, I didn't mean this was here. Nefesh HaChaim brings this pasuk in Shear HaGemara, this piece of Sefer Yetzirah. Wow, I mean, he has a whole deep understanding in it, but imratz libcha, if you get out of hand, if your heart starts racing and you're trying to figure out things that you don't know what you're talking about, shuv l'makom, go back, don't get beyond yourself, don't get carried away. So Adam, when you're trying to think about the milos of Hashem to the degree that you're trying to figure that out, really the Adrabba, you're not supposed to try to figure out everything. So which midah is it that the tachlis of the bria. Now that I told you that the bria's tachlis is for us to match from ourselves, and there's certain chisaron in the bria that we're supposed to uncover, and all that. Which mida is it? It's his chokhmah. It's his chesed. It's his yediyah. It's his what? It can't be any of those because there's no way that we could understand those full. But yichud Hashem adraba. Zem is gala umizbar lan a biru gomor. We could understand it. And more than that, v'nim shachlan umizet, shaloi daishu umizbar. Not only we could understand it, shachayam unanach mul hashir alibeinu. Hayidiyaz, we're mechuyim to understand it. Litkoya oisa bilavavainu too. Bitekeya it. What does that mean?
Drive it in.
To drive it in. Yishu of gomor, b'lishu pickbook claw, with no questions. So before Shapasa was saying Alainu. We must mitzava matzino Moshe Rabbeinu. We pay for via data hayoim. You have to know today. Vashi voice alavach and put it into your heart. Ki Hashem welcome Hashem ma'am alayt nachas enoi. Upi el yoim meid ba'atzmoi. Wow, I love that lesson. The Pasuk, it's made on himself. Umaydiya. Ki kol anilkat mikol sevi voice of agdolas. Ashu misapach boi lamoi. Everything that's happening in the world. Halo yu gilo yichud ha'gomer is only a gilo of him himself. Kin shenema rugu ata. Pasuk in Dvarim. Observe now, ki ani ani hu, ve'ein elokim imadi. I'm the only one. U'mikra ze nemar achar shekalo sol sivu ha-gilgal, ha-galgal. That pasuk is the end of Hazinu. What is Hazinu? Hazinu is a remez for the whole history of the world. Everything is nirmaz in Hazinu. Those 52 pesukim. Everything's nirmaz there. And at the end of all that, it says, and the whole history of the world, do you know what it really is? Ani ani, it's really just manifestations of my rotzon. Shaya asir umazuman liyasoyvim ba'olam shenichlo hakol b'divrei ashira hishal azinu. Everything's there. Kama shepashdan shaksuvim atzma mechiach. Look the way the pasuk says. Vinichoyis machazer neshalah bechasam zeh reu ata. But really, in fact, ani ani Hashem. I am Hashem, and that's it. And Yeshaya says the same thing. Ma'atei v'taminu li v'taminu ki anihu lefanei lo noitzar keil. So he brings multiple psukim that try to say this, right? More psukim in Yeshaya. L'man yedu, l'man teidu. So it's not just Hashem is telling us a fact. Hashem is telling a fact that we need to be aware of. It's telling a fact that we need to know about. It's telling us a fact that in the purpose of the Bria is for us to know. Okay? Multiple psukim. Vinitzka Hashem Avadu, Hashem Amach Bayamu, Yashem Achad Shmoyachad. That's the obvious one. Vinimtza. Let's go down to the next paragraph. Shekol ma, shemizbar alonu be'emes ma'oitim shlimusoy ha'bilti ba'ilas tachlis. The only thing we could fully grasp is Yichud Yashon. Is that Hashem is one. Which means everything's up to him. Shekasher nabit ba'abota iyunis. That when we look at with a analytical eye, at all the mice that happened in the world, Nira, we'll see. Hiluch echad, one path, one concept, which keeps on going and coming. And when is it going to stop? When this truth comes out. So we have to understand what is Yichud Hashem, what's the tachlis of knowing it. You have to really put it in.
This is
okay.
Because the meaning of Yichud is different, or because Hashem gave us the possibility to really understand Yichud. It's like it's just a castle of Hashem, or in a logical sense, it's easier. It's
so he's going to explain because look at the next question. Lamed Hey says Amran Neshama Mahavana Tzicha Bze Hine Yichud Ritzon Olam Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu Echad Vade Ve'in Zul Asay. No, this is a question.
I'm saying Yichud Hashem is a midah that's only it's an external midah. I mean, it's not an intrinsic. It's not something that's intrinsic. Chesed, Gevura,
no,
Emes, all these things.
That's really what's defined.
The Chesed is a hanhaga. How Hashem is manly God's name in the Bria. But the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is the full Bria. There's nothing else in the Bria that's him other than him. Now, I didn't mean to close it. Now, I'll just say outside what he's going to say. He's going to say So why is it more shy for us to understand Yichud Hashem than to understand
Chochmah.
Chochmah? So he says, this is the philosophical connection. Chochmah is defined by how much do you know?
I'm sorry, forgive me. What's the difference between the two?
Chochmah is the wisdom of Hashem.
Right.
Yichud is that we're talking about that everything is one. Yichud is Lashon Echad, Hashem Echad. So it's the oneness of Hashem. So when you're describing the wisdom of something, so you build it up. So ultimate wisdom is what? Is a composite of
Well, everything you know.
everything. So there's no way we could figure out everything Hashem knows. So you could tell me he keeps knowing it's infinite, really. So anything which is infinite, right? What's the which number is infinite?
Infinity.
If you say oh, a thousand,
Pi.
a one with 10 zeros, well, I could add a one to it. You could always add to it, right? Infinity plus one is the biggest number in the world, right?
Isn't it pi never ending?
Never ending, but it's not the largest number. I'm talking about the largest number, not the amount of digits. So
Googleplex.
the infinity means you could always add one. So Mamela, you tell me he has infinite chesed, you cannot define it. So it can't be that the tachlis of the world is to get a grasp of Hashem's chesed, because you're always going to be lacking, because there's more to add. But Yichud Hashem, right? Yichud Hashem is not,
Limited.
no, it's not limited. But the way you get to full Yichud is not by adding on things; it's by saying everything that we know of doesn't exist. It's mevatel everything else. So if you go to this table doesn't exist. It's really Hashem. Okay. So now you got a little bit more Yichud. But my boss, who pays me a check, she sure exists. Okay, so now you get to the point, now I'm about to tell my boss, he doesn't really exist. Hey, but Trump exists, he has a lot of power. No, he doesn't exist, he's garnished. So you can go through the whole Bria. Once you're mevatel the existence of everything, you've gotten to Yichud Hashem. Memela. So Memela is the only Midah that you could really grasp fully, because it's the only Midah that you could grasp by negating everything else.
So nothing truly exists, then what are we doing here?
Okay, that's
Well,
Nefesh
we're not even here.
HaChayim.
We don't exist either.
As Rabban Lapiansky said, you can't even say, I realize I don't exist, because who are you to realize that?
Doesn't I think
So,
I therefore I am?
yeah, right. So, that question is the question that the entire third chapter of Nefesh HaChayim deals with. It's one of the most difficult questions to address from a philosophical perspective. The reason we're here is because Hashem created a world like we said originally, Hashem created the world for us to pretend that we are here. This is the difference between Hasidus and non-Hasidus. Hasidus believes that you're supposed to come to the point to realize you're not really here. And Reb
Well,
Chaim Lajner and the Vilna Gaon held that you're supposed to know that, but our Avodah is assuming that we are here. Hashem wants us to think we are here. So therefore, our Avodah as Hashem is supposed to be with the assumption we are here. And the concept that we're not here should just be an idea about Alma. We're not supposed to, because if nothing really exists, then life can get a little tricky.
oh,
Okay.
so you're
Okay.
trying to create an existential crisis here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting closer.
How do you know that
Shkar.
the Hasidus?
And we know?
I'm saying
Because
that.
they're